When the world seems upside down, when circumstances are unexpected, and the darkness is getting darker, God's light inside you is growing stronger. Get wholly developed spirit, soul, and body, 12 audio messages by Kenneth Copeland, and be the person whose strong spirit stands firm and overcomes. When you mature in Christ, you walk in the wisdom of God to persevere through anything. Your spirit, soul, and body are made whole and complete in Christ. Learn to live separate from the chaos of the world and carry God's victory. All that you are is a new creation in Christ. Know your authority. Be full of faith and power. God made you in His image with everything you need for success, health, peace, and joy. Practice love. Grow your faith and become wholly developed, spirit, soul, and body. Request your free copy of Kenneth Copeland's teaching series, Wholly Developed, Spirit, Soul, and Body, on kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. God desires for you to be complete and whole, lacking nothing. You can live an overcoming and prosperous life in these end times. Offers good for 60 days. Outside of the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hey, welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Pastor George Pearsons, and this is my wife,
Pastor Terry Copeland Pearsons.
Yep. And we are so thrilled to be on the broadcast with you. And what a great time it is to be able to take the Word of God, preach it, and know that it's going all over the world. Wow.
I love that. Wow. Dad calls this the biggest Holy Ghost gang in the world.
It is. It is.
We know most of you are here because you know the kind of information and revelation and impartation that you get from the Believer's
Voice
of Victory.
That's right.
And, you know, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, my parents have established a real standard. And so it is quite an honor to be here, George, and that they would trust us with that same standard to bring you the Word of God in such a way that it will equip you and help you, strengthen you, so that you can walk through life victoriously, overcoming all the things that are out there in this world that's increasingly growing darker.
Yes, that's right, exactly.
So everything we do supports that. In fact, the offer that you just saw mentioned a few moments ago, we want to be sure that you're reminded that you can get that, George. Tell them about that.
Yeah, Wholly Developed Spirit, Soul, and Body will teach you how to develop your spirit, soul, and body. And in great detail, 12 messages on there. And it's so important during these times that we're in that you continually and constantly feed on the Word of God. In the same way you feed the physical body, you need to nourish the spirit of God within you. So that's available to you, as well as all of the outlines that we're working from. They're absolutely free on kcm.org/notes, and you can get those. And as we get into the message today, talking about developing your spirit for these end times that we're in, Terry, go ahead and pick up on what you've been talking about the last couple of days. Give us a summary of what you've said.
Well, I really do encourage you to go back and watch the broadcast, especially yesterday, especially for you ladies, because we point out some of how the cruelty of Satan to target women and to turn the strengths that God put in us as women into vulnerabilities, and thereby affecting the entire family. And to affect the family means to affect society, and so on and so on. Abraham Lincoln said, "The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world." And it's really, really the truth. So I want to go back now to talking about, just to highlight real quickly, we spent 2 days really emphasizing the things Jesus said about the end time, or one portion of scripture, and some things Paul said. We certainly won't go into the detail we have been. You can go back. You can get the notes. That'll all be listed there. Matthew chapter 24, we'll look at verses 4-8. Jesus said to them, "Take heed that no one deceives you." That's our job, to see to it that no one deceives us. But, you know, as expert as deception is, you've got the master of deception, Satan himself, but the world has been strongly influenced by him for 6,000 years. And so we see the art of deception where it's not possible to not be deceived except by the power of God. And that's why we want to take heed, and that's why we've given you these things like this, this broadcast, et cetera, and this everything that we do here. Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. I'm the one anointed. I'm the one that's got all the answers. You'll hear of wars, rumors of wars. See to it that you're not troubled. So Jesus has assigned to us, take heed that you're not deceived and take heed that you're not troubled. Not being troubled takes a lot of effort, and you can't do that on your own either. You have to take the responsibility, but we take up the weapons that God has given us to see to it that we're not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end isn't yet. In other words, but wait, there's more. Nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, famines, pestilences, earthquakes, and place after place. And all of these are but the beginning. Then he goes on to talk about the people problems. All that was natural, earth, disease, and so forth. It goes on to say there'll be tribulation, that there'll be persecution, be hated for his name's sake, offense will come, many will be offended, they'll betray each other, hate one another, false prophets, and lawlessness will abound. People of lawlessness, people who hate any form of structure or goodness and godly law as well as social law. Not only will they hate it and break it, but they won't even love it enough to enforce it. The love of many will grow cold, but he who endures or holds on to the law of God, holds on to love, holds on to Jesus, will be saved. That means we're the overcomers, and the gospel will be preached in all the world as a witness to the nations, you know, the ones that are fighting each other, to the kingdoms that are fighting each other, to all those people. When we demonstrate overcoming, it's very attractive to others who are not. Mm-hmm. Then Paul wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy 3, he said, know this, that in the last days perilous times will come, the Amplified says, that are difficult and hard to bear. This is why, because men are lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, or rebellious, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of anything good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. There'd be people, they much prefer sleeping in, watching TV, being on the lake than to be in church. Well, it's raining outside. Well, I've got this to do. Well, I have so much to take care of. Never putting the word and the people of God first. But yet the scripture says, forsaking not the assembling of yourselves, especially as you see the day approaching. So the Lord's very clear that there's a reason why he says those things. And he said, from such people, run away. People that deny, that have their own form of godliness, but they deny, don't let the power of godliness rule their lives. He said, get away from it. Get away from it, whether it's TV, social media, magazines, advertising. You just stop the overload. Don't let that talk to you. And the only way you'll be able to discern that and not be sucked into it and let it just pull you down is by being strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, being and knowing how to be strong, recognizing spiritual weakness versus spiritual strength so that it doesn't take you down and pull you under. And that's what this series is about. Thus concludes my review.
Thank you very much.
Yes, you're welcome.
Marvelous job for that. You need
Thank
to go back and watch Monday and Tuesday to see what she preached. It was amazing. And setting it up for where we're going from here, because you hear everything she said about this and about the times that we're in, and it would be very easy to get discouraged. It would be very easy to throw in the towel,
be
to give
scared.
Up, to be scared, to walk in fear. But there's an answer to this, and there's an answer that the Lord has given us to give to you, to where we're able to help guide you and navigate you through the times that we're in. And it's all wrapped up in the development of a strong spirit, developing a strong spirit. Now, we were first introduced to Keith Moore. This was back, in the late 80s when we were going to Brother Hagin's meeting Brother Hagin would have, Kenneth Hagin would have Keith come up and play piano, sing, so forth. And then as time went on, we heard more and more of his preaching and really got connected with Brother Keith. Now you see him on television and his great church in Branson. Well, I was listening to one of his series that he did, and it was a series that he did back in the 90s, and this is when I first listened to it. And it's still available at More Life Ministries. And in that series, he talked about how to develop a strong spirit. And you know something? I go back and I listen. There are certain things that we go back and listen to. Mm-hmm. Like right now, we're listening to both Kenneth Copeland's series, 12 message series on faith, and Brother Hagin's, the ABCs of faith. And I go back quite often to listen to this series that Keith Moore has on how to develop a strong spirit. And I'll give you one quote from Brother Keith that, and you'll know as we're talking about this, why I listen to that and to keep myself strong in the times that we're in. One of the things that he said was, a strong spirit will get you through anything. Even the times that we're in. A strong spirit will get you through the times that we're in. And the foundation scripture for this is, Proverbs, where's the scripture?
18:14.
18:14. The foundation scripture that we're talking about is Proverbs 18:14. And it says this, is the Amplified Classic Translation. The strong spirit of a man sustains him in bodily pain or trouble, but a weak and broken spirit who can raise up and bear? And that's going to be the foundation scripture that we go from throughout this series, talking about developing a strong spirit for the end times. Now it says here, the strong spirit of a man sustains him in bodily pain or trouble, or you could really say that a strong spirit sustains him in these end times that we're in right now. All of the things that are going on, all of the things that are taking place. You know, even in these recent days, we talked about this on Monday, about the things that we've seen going on in our own lives. Mm-hmm. The challenges, it just seems like overwhelming, insurmountable issues and pressures that have come up from different areas. And then they're multiple. They're coming at us from all different directions. And I've been preaching about some of this in church, talking about overcoming the overwhelming in our lives and how we can be able to stand against these things. And it just appears like the confessions that we've made and the stand that we've taken over the years, I am strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. We've said it to each other over and over and over again. We've been listening to Brother Copeland's series on faith and Brother Hagin's on faith and just feeding our spirit. And I can sense that even though we've been going through a lot, there's a lot that's been taking place.
And as pastors, we have insight into other people,
right,
other families,
right,
other households. As CEO and directors of Kenneth Copeland Ministries,
right,
Victory Channel, KCBC, and the church pastors, we have insight into staff and the phone calls that come in, your phone calls, your letters. So we've seen a distinct uptick in all of this since October the 7th when Israel was attacked.
Exactly.
Then another step up after the first of the year. And then through that first quarter of the year, it increased again, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, the pressure has just increased. The spiritual intensity in these days that we're in right now have increased. And we just know that the closer we get to the coming of Jesus, things are really heating up. I mean, the devil is trying to take his last stand.
Mm-hmm.
And when you know that, when you are aware of it, and when you are aware that he's trying to steal, kill, destroy, overwhelm us in the times that we're in, that's when we take our stand. That's when we declare we are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And this scripture here, the strong spirit of a man sustains him in bodily pain or trouble, but a weak and broken spirit, who can raise up and bear? So Terry, that says to me that in the development of our spiritual lives, you can be in a strong position or you can be in a weakened position. Both ways. It goes both ways. And how do you get weak? What do you do?
What
do you don't do?
Well, you know, the Bible says that if you want to turn out poor, just stay in bed. In other words, laziness produces poverty. And that's true whether it's your finances, but also spiritually. If you just don't do anything to build yourself up from the spiritual tools that we're going to be equipping you with, if you don't do anything towards that, it's like spiritual laziness. If you make no effort, we offer a product, you don't get it. We have the broadcast, you don't watch it. You have a Bible, you don't read it. All those kind of things, if we don't do that, then it's spiritual laziness, but it will just tend to poverty. You'll be spiritually weak, underdeveloped, and the things of this world will roll right over you.
But the stronger you are, the stronger you are in faith, the stronger you are in the Lord, the stronger you are in his word, the more you will be able to overcome those issues. Now, this is interesting. I've got a little collection here, and I'm a collector of fine definitions.
Yes, you are.
I collect them from various ones, various people that preach. And for instance, I collected these definitions of a strong spirit and why we need to develop our spirits. And that's really what we're talking about today. Why develop your spirit? Why is that important? Why is it necessary? Well, listen to this. A strong spirit will cause you to overcome physical attacks, financial problems, relational difficulties, job, career, or ministerial setbacks, emotional challenges, everything that the devil throws our way. And I'm telling you, the devil has been throwing some stuff at us.
Yes, and the world, it's not just a personal devil coming at you personally all the time, although that happens. But the world, it's like a strong, like a flood, a tsunami that's just moving everything that way. And it's very easy to get swept up in it.
A strong spirit will cause us to overcome physical attacks. There's something about developing a strong spirit that keeps you in a place of health. Even when there is a pandemic. Mm-hmm. Even when there are things out there, maybe you're in an airplane and there are germs in that airplane. Well, the germs start coming towards you and they begin to sense the intensity of the strong spirit. And so,
in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Die.
So that's what happens. Real, that's an illustration.
You know what this is?
What's that?
It's a whole herd of these.
Okay, yeah, I got it. So it's the same thing with physical attacks or financial problems. When you're dealing with financial issues, there's an opportunity to just throw up your hands. Woe is us. What are we going to do? How are we going to handle this? But the stronger your spirit is, the more you are able to face down those situations and hear from the Spirit of God, know what to do, sow seed instead of holding back, exercise your faith, and say, my God supplies all of my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now that's the voice of a strong spirit. I could feel it coming out of me when I said it.
I know, and you said it with such force. And it's not just a mental force or a physical volume. It's not about just, you know, an intensity that you drum up, but it's locking into that strength that's on the inside. You know, you don't, like just pick up a pencil, doesn't take a lot of strength, but it takes a whole nother level of purposeful intensity
yes.
to break it.
Yeah.
And that's what we're talking about is delivering, being able to deliver that intensity
right.
because of the strength that's built up on the inside. Does that make sense?
It does. And it's like going into the gym.
I was thinking that too.
And that's a perfect example of the physical body being trained. I go to the gym 3 days a week. I exercise. My body is strong. It's getting stronger. It's much stronger than it was before I started doing that on a regular basis. And even going into the gym, I'll start with a lighter weight. And the more I go, the weight I'm able to lift heavier weight. Now, that's what you can do spiritually.
That's right.
You can get to a place where your spirit is so strong that you are able to lift heavier weights. Now, when I'm talking about heavier weights, I'm talking about the issues of our lives, the things that try to come against us, the things that try to weigh us down, those mountains that are looming over us. And I'm telling you, the stronger you get, there are things that we are facing right now that 10 years ago, 20 years ago,
might have swallowed us.
It might have done us in. but there's something about, and I'm talking about the frame of reference that I have is my wife and myself. We've been working at this for a long time. We've been feeding on the Word. We've been hearing the Word. We have been making an actual lifetime study of the Word of God. We put the Word of God on every night when we go to bed. We've got the Word going. We've got the Word going when we get up. We have that Word feeding us on the inside. So we've been developing, really developing a strong spirit, and it'll cause you to overcome relational difficulties. Oh, that's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge. Relational difficulties. Job, career, ministerial setbacks, anything that you face in your life, the stronger your spirit is, the greater the ability to stand up against it, face it down, take your authority over the devil, and walk free of all the stuff that's going on around us.
I like what you have here, George. These are coming from your notes, that we can build up our spiritual immune system to such a good degree that sickness can't penetrate it, discouragement can't sway it, fear can't stop it, bad news can't move it, and adversity won't affect it. And then you took this into 3 John
right,
2,
right.
that the degree of success we experience is directly connected to the condition of our spirit or that inner man, the hidden man.
That's right. That's right. And it all begins, really, your life in the Spirit all begins with making Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. It is so crucial that you do that. Terry, there may be people right now that are watching us that you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life. I'm going to lead you in a prayer right now.
I'm going to ask everybody that knows the Lord Jesus to begin
yep.
to pray, because there are some watching right now and listening, even around the world, that have never made that decision. If you can't recall a time that you have invited Jesus to be your Savior,
yes.
then you need to pray this prayer with an intentionality and on purpose, Pastor.
Say this after me. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I receive Jesus.
I receive Jesus.
As my Lord and my Savior.
As my Lord and my Savior.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Fill my life.
Fill my life.
And take my life.
Take my life.
And do something with it.
And do something with it.
I receive now.
I receive now.
The baptism with the Holy Spirit.
Baptism with the Holy Spirit.
With the ability to speak in another tongue.
With the ability to speak in other tongues.
Thank you for the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for the Holy Spirit.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. So that's the entryway to a supernatural walk with God. We have this book to help you understand that. What does it mean, other tongues? What do you mean? Does it speak Spanish, French? You know, what language? We're talking about the language of the Spirit.
The language
and
of
so
the Spirit.
So this book, I think this is magnificent. What our team put together, it's actually 5 little mini books, all
yeah.
put together in one. Welcome to the family. God's will is the Holy Spirit. Now are we in Christ Jesus, the force of righteousness. That's one of my favorites. Love, The Secret to Your Success. Those five books would put you on a path, and even if you've been saved a long time, we invite you to order this book. He did it all for you so that you can have this, look at it. This will feed your faith. This will help you be strong in the Lord. Now, as we keep going this week and we start getting more and more about how to grow in the Lord, how to become strong in the Spirit, in your spirit, we'll be referencing even more things like this. But my goodness, don't forget, you can, so easy, kcm.org, and you can, or the information that's on your screen there, and you can get those materials, prayer requests, all kinds of things will happen for you at kcm.org.
I want to take a moment and pray for those of you right now that, you know, we're talking a few minutes ago about being overwhelmed and seeing all of these things, and parents worried about their children and what's happening in schools. You know, you have to take a stand where fear is concerned. No fear. No fear here. And let me pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for this one watching and whatever's going on in their life. Lord, I thank you. You have the answers, the direction, the strength to be able to make it through. Maybe there's somebody out there that is struggling financially. Lord, you are their provider. You are their supplier. You meet all of their needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And Father, I thank you for the peace of God that passes understanding, and that strength is rising up. Strength is rising up in you right now, even as you're hearing these words that we're speaking. You're becoming strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.
So as we prayed that prayer, just say this out loud. Say, amen, I receive that, Lord. Amen, I receive that peace. I receive that strength.
Yes, thank you,
Lord. And then
you
can say this out loud. Going to watch you again tomorrow, Pastor George and Pastor Terry. I wouldn't miss it. And until then, we want you to remember that God loves you. We love you.
And Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you. It is called the Salvation Package. Learn about the new birth and how you can live your new life victoriously in Christ. Receive your free package on kcm.org/salvation. Keep your heart full of God's Word and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.
I discovered my calling here at KCBC.
Immerse yourself in a faith community here at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Get equipped with what you need for your next steps in life and ministry. Discover new gifts and talents and learn biblical education from seasoned instructors. Kenneth Copeland Bible College is here to help you find clarity of purpose in your life and ministry. Find your purpose, discover your calling. For more information, go to kcbiblecollege.org.